Thank you, Sabrina. Hi, everybody. My name is Jerry, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, everybody. 1 year and 9 months, that's how long I've been in program, and which makes me a baby in this whole thing. You know, it's amazing. I've met people who've had long-term abstinence. They're an inspiration to me. I've been abstinent for 1 year and 9 months because I hit the ground running. I walked through the door, and I was ready to go. And I have been fortunate to be preloaded into the program. I love the first step, the promise that being teachable, we can give up old thought and behavior patterns which have failed us in the past. I heard a definition of humility last week in the room. Somebody said, another definition of humility is being teachable. So there you are. A very important prerequisite, I think, to the work we need to do. Well, at my worst, I was about 300 pounds. I'm in my 180s now, and I've been that way for a while, and it feels really good. But for me, it stopped being about my weight a while ago. Yeah, I did not like buying clothes in big men's stores, the Walmarts and Kmarts of the world. But more than that, I hated the feeling that that food ruled me, that food was in charge of my life. I hated not having any sense that I could control my relationship with food. And so every diet that I tried, and I know this is an old story in the rooms, Atkins, liquid protein, Weight Watchers, I did most of them. And I had astounding success. I was really good at dieting. But clearly something was missing. And I think it was that string of failures that I'd had that really led me to real humility, that made me available to be teachable. Curiously, what I do for a living is I'm a therapist. I can't imagine what it was like for people to walk into my office and see this 300-pound guy who clearly couldn't even manage his own impulses try to be a resource or a help to them. It was an embarrassment. The only way I could handle it was through denial. Made believe I didn't weigh 300 pounds, but getting out of an easy chair was a production. It was something I couldn't hide. So I knew I was powerless. I knew I couldn't do this on my own. I'd failed too many times. And I'd sort of sunk into this notion of this is the way I was going to be. And I don't know what rocked me out of it. But at one point, I decided that I was going to get bariatric surgery. That would take it out of my hands. I'd get sick if I ate too much. All these things would happen. Isn't it weird that somebody who does what I do for a living didn't think that it had to start between my ears? You know? And then it came to me out of a bolt. I'd like to think that was higher power talking to me. The first meeting I attended, I think HP served me well there too, because I ran into a sponsor. Probably in that whole meeting, I've been going there for years now, probably the person who was best suited to sponsor me came up to me and introduced himself, and I asked him about what kind of a food plan he was on. He told me about it, and I've been doing that exact thing ever since. And it's just worked really well for me. And for me, that food plan is the 3-0-1 plan, which I've heard is a little more popular among guys for some reason. I don't know, but it's worked really well. And I think of it as sort of God setting out my doggy dish for every meal. You know, I put my food in my dish. It's the right amount. I sit down to it. I get to the bottom. I lick it. I look around for crumbs, anything that's fallen on the outside. I pick them up and I chew them. And then I sigh deeply and think, okay, it's going to be X many hours till my next meal is served. And that's it. That's the end of it for me. And that has worked really, really well. It's worked perfectly. It seems that when I'm preparing that plate, higher power's talking in my ear. I am not a God person. I'm still trying to reconcile this whole thing. The religious tradition that I come out of, people don't pray to God for results. They don't. They mostly say, thanks for the food, thanks for the drink, thanks for the weather, thanks for the crops, thanks for whatever. Which is, you know, I like that. But I think when I communicate with HP, it's more of that kind of a thing. For example, moving into step three. I'm at the Safeway. I come out with a bag of groceries, and somebody has hemmed my car in, so I can't get in. I can't open my doors. And I am I'm a sweet guy. I don't go off. And I start pacing agitatedly back and forth behind my car. And I have this intense impulse. This is embarrassing, but I want to take out my key and key this person's car, this SOB who was so inconsiderate that left me there with my groceries. And then I thought, you know, I could like crawl in through the passenger side. All right? Now that's not an easy thing because I'm an old school kind of guy and I have a stick shift. Yeah. Which means that I'm flirting with disaster. But I get my groceries, I put them on the floor in the passenger seat, and I was like 67 at the time. I'm no spring chicken. I get around, I get into the driver's seat. I'm fuming. And I start up the car and I start to back up and then I stop. It hits me. There is no way a year earlier I could have done that. I couldn't have climbed across to the driver's seat. I got sort of tearful. So I think it's being open to what HP has to say to you. I think it's having that God channel turned on. I think HP was talking to me and saying, hey, Jer, look what you can do now. Life is better. This wasn't the disaster that you thought it was. It wasn't about your temper or the inconvenience or any of that. It was you have new options that you didn't have before. And I was just incredibly grateful. I'm still grateful. I'm grateful all the time, actually. The promise that we can depend on God to eliminate our yearning for the kind of eating that harms us. Well, I was a triple threat. I ate all the time, whenever. If there was food there in front of me, whether it was mealtime or not, I'd eat it. I ate things that were really bad for me. You know, I loved baked goods and frozen desserts, and is that generic enough? Yeah. And all my friends knew my mantra, which was my favorite food was a lot. They didn't have to worry about whether it was like this recipe or that recipe. There just needed to be enough for seconds and thirds or whatever. Obviously, I loved buffets. So my friends are used to me now. I vacation with them. We have dinners together. I have a wonderful community of friends. And oftentimes they have accommodated my dietary needs. So we had a birthday party, and I didn't bother to check on the arrangements about what food was going to be there. And what ended up in the middle of the table was this cake from Amphora Bakery. You know, this was like a serious cake. Layers and shavings of you know what all over it. And I sat there feeling sorry for myself. And I realized after I had problem solved it and realized that we'd had applesauce on the table for the meal, I could go back and have applesauce in a dish. That was in my program. And I'm eating my applesauce feeling, oh, that's better now. It wasn't about not having the cake. Cake is not an option for me anymore. I don't do cake. I really was relieved of the compulsion to have that kind of stuff. It wasn't about not having the cake. It was about not having something to eat instead, you know? And once I took care of that, I was good to go. I was good to go. And to me, that's a revelation. To me, a miracle is something you couldn't do by yourself. I don't necessarily need to believe in divine intervention. Whatever it was, I couldn't do it by myself, and then it happened. And it was more than just wishing for it. It was more than praying for it. It was more than writing it on a slip of paper and putting it in the wailing wall and hoping God was reading it that day. It was about deciding to be all in. Deciding that I couldn't do this alone. I had to bring whatever resources were there to bear. And when I walked into my first meeting, I don't remember the words, but it ends with, welcome home, welcome to OA. You guys all know what I'm talking about. I knew that was it for me. It started happening in that moment, and it hadn't stopped. So thank you for listening.
Thanks for sharing. I'll be done.